What does the Bible tell us about the will of God in relationship to the will of man? Let's talk more about it today.
Coming to you from the radio studios of Souls Harbor Covenant Church in Miami, Florida, USA, this is Walking in Power, a dynamic life application Bible study with Bern Zumpano, anointed author and teacher of authentic Christian doctrine. Bern Zumpano's spirit-filled teachings on practical Christianity have touched and transformed the lives of many people who have opened their hearts to God's Holy Spirit as a result of Bern's instructional teaching. Bern shows us how Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and how He can change your life and circumstances. We invite you now to listen in with family and friends as Bern discusses Christian issues and answers that will teach you to walk in the power and the knowledge of God through the Holy Spirit. And now, here's Bern.
Thank you, Glenn. Before we get started, let's pray. Father, on behalf of all of the people of Souls Harbor Church and all Christians worldwide, I come together in agreement, firstly speaking our voice of thanks, praise, glory, honor, exaltation, and majesty to your holy name, to all of the men of the earth and to the ends of the world. Anoint the people worldwide with eyes to see and ears to hear. We agree that all demonic scales are broken off of their spiritual eyes and ears, and that they will see and hear with the eyes and ears of your Holy Spirit. By the Spirit of power and might of your Holy Spirit, we call a clear, wide, open, unobstructed path cut to the heart, mind, soul, and spirit of every person listening, and to every man upon this earth, and agree that you will shine your light and truth upon them and into them. We agree for and call in, by faith, the greatest spiritual end-time harvest that the world has ever seen. Also in agreement, we bind Satan, the prince of the power of the air, the princes of the north, south, east, and west, all principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness, wicked spirits in high places, all territorial spirits everywhere, all ruler spirits over all communities and peoples worldwide, all spirits above, around, and below them, all spirits of Antichrist, lies, deception, religion, witchcraft, python, unbelief, doubt, divination, all spirits of harm or immorality of any kind, all spirits of opposition, hindrance, interference, and obstruction, destruction, murder, theft, the Jezebel spirit, the Ahab spirit, the Absalom spirit, all spirits of slander, scandal, rumor, libel, defamation, maligning, derision, opinionated spirits, rumor and gossip accusations, and false accusations, along with all of their physical and psychic attacks, assignments, and operations. We loose all the peoples everywhere from such activities, assignments, and attacks and operations, and call their strongholds down and destroyed, canceled, made null and void, cursed and destroyed at their roots, never more manifested or come to pass, rendered of no effect, judged, spoiled, and never seated, and decree any and all retaliation, revenge, or getting even permanently, immediately, completely, and continually forbidden, all in the mighty name of Christ Jesus. And in the authority of His name, Father, this is our faith confession, and we believe that we receive, and the saints said in agreement, Amen. Well, greetings to you, my brothers and sisters in Christ, and friends of our radio listening audience. Welcome to our worldwide Bible study, where over the past several sessions, we have been talking about the will of God and the will of man. Now, if you're interested in hearing the previous broadcasts, I would invite you to go to our website on the internet at www.walkinginpower.org and click on the radio broadcast button or icon, and you can go directly to the radio broadcasts that have been previously broadcast on this network and scroll down and choose the radio broadcast you would like to hear. You can listen online or freely download them. And by the way, while you're at it, look at the other areas of the website where you will be able to listen to audio tape teachings online and freely download them, or to read our books, which are freely readable online or freely downloadable as well to your ebooks on your computer. And we have these things online to bless you. And we hope that You will enjoy these materials and that you will use them for your spiritual growth to the Lord's glory. Well, let's continue. We have been talking over the past several broadcasts about the will of God and the will of man. And one of the things that we established was that the will of God is sovereign. That's what the scripture says. And that the will of man is limited. And what we mean by that is that free will, which is something which is commonly talked about in the Christian faith, is actually a confabulation of man. It does not exist. There is no such thing as free will. And the reason for that is because God's will is sovereign over all things. The scripture says all things obey his will. And what that simply means is that man has a limited will. Yes, he does have will. Yes, he can make choices. But the choices that man makes are framed by the will of God and the things that he permits to come into a man's life. So ultimately, those choices end up being limited by the will of God. And so we asked the question in our last broadcast, well, what is God doing? And if God's will is sovereign, then why does God permit evil in the world? And why does he not do anything about it? I don't know whether you've noticed it or not, but God permitted World War I, and then he permitted World War II. As a matter of fact, he permitted Hitler to exist. He permitted Stalin to exist. He permitted Saddam Hussein to exist. And all as a part of divine plan and purpose. In Romans 9, we read, who can resist his will? That is his purpose. The actual word there means purpose or intent. And so God is doing a work. As a matter of fact, in the scriptures, he says, I am doing a short work on the earth. God is doing a work. And so what we want to understand is, why is it that evil exists in the world, and why is it part of God's will? Because his will is sovereign over all peoples, and his will is sovereign over all things. Now, some people think that God has no role in evil whatsoever, because he is a perfect being and full of goodness. As a matter of fact, it says in the New Testament that God is light, and in him there is no darkness. In him there is no evil. You see, God is outside of evil, but God, according to the scripture, is the creator of evil and the permitter of evil. For what? For his purpose. So let's explore this aspect of God's will today, and let's see what the scripture says about it. In Isaiah 45:7, listen to what the Holy Spirit said through the prophet Isaiah. I, that is God, form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create evil. I, the Lord, do all these things. That's right. Create evil. I, the Lord, do all these things. Now, if you go to the Hebrew and check out the word for create, you will discover that it is exactly that word, create. So God says that he creates evil. In other words, it serves his purpose. Yes, in him there is no darkness. He is outside of evil, but he creates it for his purpose. In Job 26:13, we read, by his spirit he has garnished the heavens, that is God, has garnished the heavens. His hand has formed the crooked serpent. Now, that's an interesting thing, because the word crooked serpent there, the word for crooked is bariak, and that means actually a fugitive. And guess what the root word of that is? It's the Hebrew word nua, which means to and fro or up and down. And what did Satan reply to the Lord in Job 1 when the Lord asked him, where have you been? And he said, upon the earth and walking to and fro and up and down upon it. Scripture is very accurate, isn't it? Huh? Well, God says that he has formed the crooked serpent. In Genesis 3:1, listen to this. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field, which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, has God said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden? Did you notice the first part of that verse? Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. It is the Lord God who made the serpent. And the serpent was created as a serpent on the earth. Need more evidence? Let's look at Isaiah 54:16. Behold, this is God speaking, behold, I have created the smith that blows the coals in the fire and that brings forth an instrument for his work, and I have created the waster to destroy. Mishkith Ikbel in the Hebrew. Waster, the one ruining or the ruining one, the one who spoils or destroys. Ikbel, to harm. I have created the Mishkith Ikbel. In other words, I have created the destroyer to destroy. See, God takes ultimate responsibility and accountability for all that's going on the earth. He tells you right up front. And why? Because he says in the scripture, I am doing a short work on the earth. Okay, you want more evidence. Colossians 1:16, referring to God. For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. How about that? That's verse 17. Let's go back and look at verse 16. Notice what it says. For by him, actually the word there is not by in the Greek, it's in. For in him were all things created. All things created. That includes the devil, the demons, the fallen angels, everything. That are in heaven and that are in the earth. I guess that covers it all, doesn't it? Huh? Okay, and then it says visible and invisible. In other words, things material or physical and things spiritual. And then it goes on and says, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. I have news for you folks. Thrones, dominions, principalities, and powers are ranks or classifications of demons, satanic spirits. And notice what it says, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. In other words, God has a purpose in these things existing. And we must understand this because we need to be mature Christians growing in Christ. So evil was created by God for a purpose, although he is outside of it, as we've seen in the scripture. In 1 John 3:8, he speaks of the devil, and he says, he that commits sin is of the devil, for the devil sins from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Notice what he said, for the devil sins from the beginning. In other words, he was created that way. We're going to go into a little more detail about this idea of Lucifer being a perfect angel who fell into sin and rebelled against God, where in Ezekiel 28:15 it says, you were perfect in all of your ways until iniquity was found in you. That doesn't actually say that in the Hebrew. The word perfect isn't even in that Hebrew. It's complete or entire. But we're going to get to that in a little while. Right now, or in our next broadcast, right now I want to make a point here that this is the notion that the church has, that the devil was a perfect angel who rebelled against God and fell into sin. No, the scripture says that he was created that way. He was a sinner from the beginning, 1 John 3:8. He sinned from the beginning, from his creation, okay? Notice what John 8:44 says, you are of your father the devil, and the lusts of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. Now, the whole point of this verse is that, notice, it was all from the beginning. In other words, let's go back and read it again. He was a murderer from the beginning, from the time of his creation, and abode not in the truth, from the time of his creation implied, because there is no truth in him, from the time of his creation implied. When he speaks a lie, he speaks of his own, from the time of his creation implied. For he is a liar and the father of it, from the time of his creation is implied. Why? Because it's the first thing that is said at the beginning of the verse. He was a murderer from the beginning. In other words, he had sin in him from the beginning. He was created utterly sinful. We need to be mature Christians, and we need to get some of these theological fairy tales out of our doctrines. See, one of the problems that we face is the idea that the end time church is perfect in its doctrine. And nothing could be farther from the truth. Because one of the prophetic signs of the end time, it says, is that in the last days, the apostasy will come. The apostasy is the falling away of the truth, or from the truth of the Word of God, into error, and it is a prophetic sign of the end time. And when the end time church preaches what it preaches, much of what it is preaching is doctrine of Augustine, one of the early so-called church fathers from around the 400s, who modified Christian doctrine to suit Roman Catholic doctrine. And when the Protestant churches broke away from the Catholic churches in order to get rid of the Pope's control over their lives, they simply took the doctrine with them and have promulgated it and prospered it over the centuries up until the present day. And what we discover is that the church in the end time is in error conceptually as well as doctrinally because of the apostasy. We operate wrongly when we believe that we are preaching the entire truth of the Word. No, because even the Word has become apostate, and the only way you could tell that is to go into the Hebrew and the Greek and see what it originally meant. So what's the purpose of all of this? In Ecclesiastes 1:13, it says, "And I gave my heart to seek and search out by wisdom concerning all things that are done under heaven. This sore travail has God given to the sons of man to be exercised therewith." Notice the words, "this sore travail." Ra is the actual word in the Hebrew, and it means evil, not travail. "This evil has God given to the sons of man to be exercised with, to be trained with." And then in Isaiah 26:9, we read, "With my soul have I desired you in the night. Yes, with my spirit within me will I seek you early. For when your judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness." What is God doing? He is teaching man by exercising man in the difference between evil and good, because God teaches by contrast, and you cannot tell and know what evil is unless you know what good is first. And you cannot know what good is unless you know what evil is first. You cannot know what hate is unless you know what love is. You see? Now, if you don't believe that, go back to Genesis, where God said to Eve, "Yet she should not eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, because in the day that she eats of that tree," he said to her, "you will surely die." Well, she ate anyway. Why? Because no one had died. She had nothing to contrast with. She didn't know what death was. No one had ever died. You see? So God teaches by contrast. And that's what this is all about, and why God has permitted by his will evil in the world, to train man in righteousness. We're going to talk more about it in our next broadcast, but I want to ask you a question. Do you know Jesus Christ is your personal Lord and Savior? And if you do not, should you not? Is there any reason why you should refuse? Can you think of one single logical reason when Jesus says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man goes unto the Father," that is Father God, "but through me."
Jesus says. If Jesus has a way into your life, Jesus has a way out of your circumstances, and he is coming very, very soon. And the coming of Jesus will be a coming of judgment for an unbelieving world. But God promises to remove the believers and to protect them through all of that. And God has a divine plan for your life, and he can deliver you from your circumstances if you will just let him into your heart by trust, by faith, repenting of your sin. Pray this prayer with me now, won't you?
Say, Lord Jesus Christ, I'm a sinner. I can't save myself. I repent of my sins, all of them. I turn from them by my own free will. I renounce them. I ask your forgiveness. I invite you into my heart now to be Lord and Savior. That is, to lead me through life and save me. I confess you before men as the resurrected Christ. Come into me now, Lord Jesus Christ. I receive you by trusting faith and faith alone. Amen.
Now, if you prayed that prayer, get yourself into a Bible-believing, Spirit-filled, non-denominational church. Get into Christian community where they can teach you the Word of God, and I promise you, my friend, you will never again be the same. Well, what else does the Bible tell us about God's will and His work in this world? Let's talk more about it next week. God bless you.
This program was brought to you by the volunteers of the International Radio Ministry of Souls Harbor Covenant Church, Miami, Florida, USA. We desire that this broadcast become a spiritual nourishment and blessing to you. There's a lot of Christian entertainment and testimony activity on TV and radio worldwide, but there's a greater need for instruction in the Word and the ways of God. Our desire is to help fill that need. If this program has been a blessing to you and others, you may wish to become a contributor to this ministry as you feel led by the Holy Spirit. Your contribution in the form of an international money order or personal check stateside would be greatly appreciated to carry on God's work and to keep us on the air. If you can't afford to support us financially, please be our covenant partner through your prayer support. Pray that our mission will be carried out according to God's will as we carry out His command that our voice go into all the earth and our words to the end of the world. We pray that this program is a blessing to you and that you'll tell others about us. Burns classic and timeless Bible teachings given over many years past are highly anointed and are now available on cassette tapes along with his books and other ministry materials that teach the believer to walk in the power of the Holy Spirit. We want to hear from you. Write us or send us a postcard with a clear return address requesting our catalog or making your comments. Our address is Walking in Power, P.O. Box 161322, Miami, Florida, USA 33176. Or for telephone orders using your credit card, call toll-free 1-888-273-WORD. That's 1-888-273-9673. Until next week, we remind you that the Bible tells us that there is no salvation apart from the Lord Jesus Christ, and that there is no other name under heaven by which we can be saved from our sins. If you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, and as a living person, willing and able to get involved in your life, shouldn't you? Invite Him into your heart today to be Lord and Savior, and receive Him by a trusting faith alone. If you want to know more about the necessity of being saved, write us. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. We hope you'll tune in next week at this same time as we bring you more of the Holy Spirit's timely Bible teachings through Bern Zumpano. Until then, God bless you and keep you in His love. Walking in Power is a production of United Ministries International.